fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 17th day of October, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. We don't have any really serious breaking news at Drudge Report. I'll check it real quick. Headline says, Donald Trump says, don't blame me if the Democrats take the House. Well, quite frankly, President Trump is really doing an excellent job getting these rallies to rally the troops and get the vote out. And I'm not aware of a president ever being this active during a midterm election. And all I can say is God bless Donald Trump. Which brings us to our prepper tip of the day. I encourage everybody to get your spiritual house in order. It's not my job as a radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be, although I truly hope you're not a Muslim. But I do hope that you will get your spiritual house in order, whatever that means for you. And it will be if you haven't done it yet, you will find it to be a lifelong quest and a very great journey to engage in. So get your spiritual house in order. Professor McKinney hasn't joined us yet. I thought he would today. He's been busy on a lot of different projects. If he does call in, of course, he will join us and we'll have a conversation with Professor James McKinney. His website, my links page, I don't know if my links page is back up or not with my redone website, but jmcanneyscience.com, I believe, is his website. Second hour, we will have Jeff Nyquist with us. The shorthand, he has two different website addresses, but the jmccsci.com, I believe, is the other. There's no .com. Okay, it's Juno Mike Charlie Charlie dot Sierra Charlie India is the other way to get to his website. Okay, my wife Dr. Moore reminded me a few minutes ago. She says, "Honey, we are energetic beings." Energy beings. And we are. Of course we are. I would like to think and hope that human beings are the at the top of the pyramid when it comes to energy beings. We're learning more and more that other creatures do have the ability to communicate. Whether they are self-aware, I really don't know that other creatures have that as part of who they are. But they can communicate. We do know that. And human beings do have a soul. And being aware of this is important. Learning about it is important. The teachings of the Christian Bible, I believe, are very worthwhile and worthy of your attention and your time. There's been a lot of analysis of the Christian Bible now for basically about 1700 years. The Christian Bible really didn't become very widespread until the invention of movable type and the Gutenberg press. So the Gutenberg Bible, I should say. But the last 300 years or so, the Christian Bible has become more widespread and now is easily available. In fact, at our gatherings that we have, I give out free copies of the Bible. My kid brother has a business selling books on Amazon, and he gives me all the Bibles I want. I think I've got maybe 3 dozen or so right now, different versions of the Christian Bible. So I just give them away to individuals and families that need a Bible, and that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Now, one of the things that are, and we'll talk about this more possibly the second hour, one of the things the communists, socialists, liberals, Democrats fear is Christianity. They really do. For a number of reasons. One of the main ones, and the more tyrannical the government, communist China comes to mind, the more they fear Christianity. The communists look at Christianity as a challenge to their authority. That Christians will put their Christian beliefs above, in the order of importance, above their belief in the state. And they can't tolerate that. They simply cannot tolerate that. Being a Christian in communist China is not easy. In fact, it's outright dangerous. It really is. If you're publicly known to be a Christian, I think it's highly unlikely that you will ever have government employment other than maybe possibly sweeping the street, which even that's iffy. Ironically, going to another part of the world, the Middle East, I've mentioned this before, but Iraq under Saddam Hussein was the best place in the Middle East to be a Christian. Far better than our alleged ally, Egypt, Israel. I say alleged because there's a lot of controversy about Israel being our ally. I don't want to really get into that this morning. The conservative Muslims, which Islam is a very conservative religion, in case you don't know, I'm here to tell you, really didn't like Saddam Hussein because of his embracing Christians. In fact, the church I used to attend in St. Louis, Missouri, the First Baptist Church of St. Louis, we had a former Iraqi army sergeant in the congregation, a Christian, former Iraqi army sergeant. And he said, "John, when it came to anything involving money, Saddam would always put a Christian in charge of that, not a Muslim." Obviously, clearly, Saddam knew he could trust the Christians when it came to dealing with money, and he could not trust the Muslims. The third person in command, in the chain of command, in the country of Iraq under Saddam Hussein, Tariq Aziz, was a Christian. You're not going to find that in our ally, Israel. Our other alleged ally, Saudi Arabia, openly practicing Christianity in Saudi Arabia is a crime. You will be arrested. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted. You will go to jail, if not worse. They still cut people's heads off in Saudi Arabia. They still do crucifixions. I was talking to the pastor of my church this past Sunday about the one of the more recent crucifixions we know of in Saudi Arabia that took place about 6 or 8 weeks ago. So there's a video. I think the title of it is Cry China or China Cry. I believe that's the title of it. Let me see if I can find that here real quick. Pull this up here. China Cry. That's the title of it. 1990 film by James Collier. It's I would call it a docudrama. I call it a biographical film about Christians in China. The time frame is the 1950s. The true story of Song Ning Yi. And one of the things I recall about the movie is the Christians. For public relations purposes, I believe the communists left some of the churches open. Of course, they were highly monitored, and only people that went there were elderly people. But I recall there was a meeting of the Christians in somebody's home, and they wanted to sing Christian hymns. But if they sang Christian hymns, the neighbors might hear them and report them to the authorities. They'd all be arrested. So they sang silently. They were smiling and mouthing the words, but no sound was coming out. And I was watching this, and I thought, damn, these people really have some strong faith, that their Christian beliefs were so strong that they would gather in people's homes under threat of being arrested and prosecuted and going to jail. They met one another anyway in these home churches. They read the Bible. They sang their songs silently, and they worshiped our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not sure how many American Christians would meet privately in the homes of other Christians under threat of being arrested and prosecuted and going to jail, losing their employment, being publicly humiliated, and all the rest of it. I'm not sure how many American Christians would do that. I really don't know. The teachings of Jesus Christ have stood the test of time, and they will forever stand the test of time as being right and proper and good. Now, my regular listeners, you know I'm a big fan of Dr. Joseph Murphy. He wrote, I think, about a dozen books. There's one that I talk about frequently. It was a free download. It will once again be a free download at my website. You can pick up brand new copies on Amazon, by the way, for $3 or $4. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It was published the year I graduated from high school, 1966. I was not aware of that book then, and was not aware of it for another probably 30-plus years. What I did become aware of as a mature adult, however, is I had inadvertently stumbled upon these principles, inadvertently applied these principles to my life, beginning when I was in high school. And the principles are as follows, that in order to achieve any goal, any goal that you really want to achieve. It may be an educational goal, an employment goal, a personal relationship goal, whatever it might be. If it's a worthwhile goal and something that is perceived as being a difficult or hard to achieve goal, the way to achieve that goal is to gain complete focus, complete clarity of this goal, and do that on a daily basis. Focus on it, make it the most important thing in your life in terms of an endeavor, and then it will happen. There's no guarantee it will happen, but the likelihood increases dramatically. The summer I turned my life over to Jesus, the summer between my junior and senior year in high school, I was a young adult. I just was turning 18 years old that summer. I did it because I felt it was the right thing to do at the time. And I was then an athlete on the football team at Herculaneum High School, Herculaneum, Missouri. Little country high school, graduating class of 150 boys, 50 girls. When I say country, I had classmates that ran trap lines to catch fur-bearing animals to have some spending money. That's country. When your classmates are running trap lines, you're in the country. I had other classmates that lived on dairy farms and so forth. So within, I'm going to say, days, it wasn't more than a month at the most, 3 or 4 weeks, after turning my life over to Jesus publicly, I suffered an injury on the football field, dislocating my left knee. The most intense pain I'd ever experienced in my short life up to that point in time. In 1965, there was no trip to the doctor, no x-rays, no ambulance, no physical therapy, just, John, get over it. I didn't have a cane or a crutch, by the way, which I could have certainly made good use of. But I was determined to overcome that injury where I could not walk and get back to being on the field in time for the first game, and I did. It was a challenge. First week, I hopped around. Second week, I was walking a little bit. The third week, I was in light contact. The fourth week, in time for the first game, I was ready to go. And I played the full season, of course. Indoor track season began about 4 months later. I ended up breaking the school record and the county record for the 100-yard dash only a few months after being so seriously injured I couldn't walk with that dislocated knee. I was a mature adult before I understood the significance of that, what a challenge that was, and how unusual it would be to go from not walking due to a serious injury, a dislocated knee, to breaking the existing records in the 100-yard dash. And I was perfectly happy all those decades to take credit for that myself when I recognized as a mature adult in approaching 50 years old that no, I had help in that. I had help, and that help came through my faith, and that help did work. And the thoughtful prayer that I was engaged in to achieve that goal is the same thing that's outlined in Murphy's book, The Power of Subconscious Mind. Dr. Murphy had a DD, a Doctor of Divinity, by the way, and his book does conform with Christian beliefs, and he has quite a few Bible quotes in there. We have a break. You want to call in? The call number is 800-313-9443.
Home homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back here on Wednesday, the 17th of October. I truly believe, and I'm gonna, if I, you know, maybe I should talk to Jeff Nyquist about this next hour. The leadership of the communists worldwide, I believe, I truly believe they understand the true power of Christianity and Christian beliefs, probably better than most Christians understand the power of Christianity and the teaching of Jesus Christ. That's why they fear it so much. If there wasn't power in the beliefs of Jesus, the beliefs of Christianity and the teaching of Jesus Christ, they wouldn't be concerned about Christianity. They would just blow it off. But the communist leadership, they do, in my opinion, they understand the power of Christianity. They understand the teachings of Jesus Christ are far, far stronger and far more powerful than anything they could ever possibly dream up in their bizarre communist belief system that they've got. That's why they fear it. That's why they oppose it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. Thank you. Your opening of the show where you're talking about focus on a goal, getting something done that you really need done. I have a byword that I go by. It was by Calvin Coolidge. And it's a paragraph. I don't have the paragraph memorized, but I have the last sentence, and I thought I might share it with you.
Okay.
And if I may, and that's it goes. The last sentence is persistence and determination alone are omnipotent, and I love that. You've got to be not only persistent in your what you're doing, but you've got to be determined as well.
Right, right. Absolutely. I agree.
I like that. Now, could I ask you, John, what, if you recall, what your best time in the 100-yard dash was?
10.0. Right.
Boy, that's flat scooting along.
It's scooting along pretty good. I was the I was the 18th fastest in the state track meet that year, and the third fastest Caucasian.
No doubt. Yeah, that's moving. I was about 10.8. So yeah, that's moving. Well, very good. Very good.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Yeah, my time went unbroken at my home high school for I think 10 or 12 years, and it was the young man that beat me at the county level, Randy Casey. He ran a 9.8, and he told me, he says, John, I could hear you breathing down my back, literally. That's about the difference between 0.2 of a second would be about 6 feet. That's at moving that fast. 0.1 of a second would be about 3 feet or so. But that was, he had a good college career playing football and went on to play for the Denver Broncos. I've lost track of Randy. I don't know what he's been up to now. He's probably coaching someplace, and he might be retired by now because he would be right at 70 or so years old. Getting back to the premise of getting your spiritual house in order, it's important. It's not optional, in my opinion. It really is not optional. Next hour, all things being equal, we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. And he and I talk every Wednesday about the international communist threat. What we don't talk about very much is the spiritual component to it, and that's a massive part of it that we need to address, and I hope to do that today and maybe occasionally in the future as well, because that's a really big part and a really important part of understanding the communist threat, because the foundation of communism, of course, is atheism. They're atheists, and what they attempt to do is convince people that Christianity is fiction, that it's fairy tales, has no basis in science, which it does have basis in science, in my opinion, and so forth. And that their beliefs, their atheist beliefs, is the modern scientific view of the world. They have been saying that for a century, of course, going back to 1917. Here's our bottom of the hour break. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of October. My website is all new, pretty much all different. That's thelibertyman.com. It's a work in progress. We just launched this a few days ago, and I was just looking through here at some of the things. It's laid out all different. You'll find a lot of things you recognize from previously. There will be some new things there. We've got archives. We have lots of archives. We have Listen Live Real.video archives. We've got YouTube archives. We've got Republic Broadcasting archives, and you can listen live, of course, which of course you're doing right now. Many of you listen live. We have events right there at the top. Upcoming events where I will be speaking in person. And let's see what comes up there. I'll be with Doug Hagman on the radio. That's this evening. Tomorrow evening, I'll be with Eric Gajusk, Tradcat Knight. tomorrow evening on his radio show. I hope to be the 1st of November in Rolla at our meetup. And then, of course, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November, Operation Classified down at, in Dallas, Texas, with John B. Wells. So that's let's click on that and see what comes up. There's a way to get your get some details that way with Operation Classified. We do need to work on that. And, of course, also under shop, we have energy cleaners and mattress pads, and let's see what else. Some the Thermtech cloak. That's something that a camouflage you can put on that makes you're not less far less visible to infrared technology, thermal imaging. And of course, my DVDs. So that's what we've got there right now, and that'll be changing here and getting new products up there, of course, and old products as well. Energy cleaner, of course, for sale there at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Most people these days are getting a mattress pad to go with it right at the get-go. At the moment, it looks like my website's only allowing you to pay with PayPal. We'll get the credit cards back up and running here, hopefully by the end of the day today, so people can use their credit cards like they used to, like they're used to doing. And I'm not sure if we can use my toll-free order line at the moment because my order takers won't be able to process the order, so I'm not going to give out the toll-free order line right now since it serves no purpose. But so check out the energy cleaner. Right now you can pay with PayPal. Hopefully by the end of the day you'll be able to use your credit cards again. All right, we got a caller on hold here. We got Bob in Missouri. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, briefly there, and I just want to let you know that I'm a retired chemist, and I'm a born-again Christian, and over my career, I've worked with hundreds of chemists, and the mainstream would media would have you believe that scientists, by and large, are not Christians, but it actually is just the opposite. The overwhelming majority of the other chemists that I've worked with in my career were Christians, and chemistry is an interesting science in that it tells you how things work within the construct of chemistry, but the more you study what's going on, the why question gets huge. Why is it doing this? Right. And I just want your audience to know that regardless of what they hear on the news media, the hundreds of chemists that I've worked with were Christian. More than in the general population in general, really? Were Christians. So I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Well, that's good to know. All right. Appreciate the call, Bob. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah. Christianity is one of the world's major religions, obviously. Been around for basically 2,000 years since our Lord Jesus walked this earth. And he was Jewish, by the way. And I think, I'm pretty sure all the disciples were Jewish also. I'm not positive of that. I'm not a Bible scholar. Don't pretend to be. But the powers that be in over these centuries were very comfortable with Christianity as long as they could, as long as they felt they could control it, and they were very comfortable as long as they felt they could control it. They, the independent reading of the Bible, for example, was a sin in the Catholic Church as recently as when I was a young man. Catholic men and women, boys and girls, were prohibited by the Catholic Church from reading the Bible. And if they did that, they were committing a sin. Now, that's very recent. That's very recent. Now, why would that be? Did they think that men and women, boys and girls, were not smart enough to understand what they were reading? Or were they concerned that people reading the Bible would find out that the teachings of the Catholic Church did not even exist in the Bible? I think that's the more likely thing, because that's a true statement. We're going to call her on hold here. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. Before I address what I called in about, I wanted to point something out about Christianity. I often think that if I were a state senator or state congressman, a legislator, and I had a district that was heavily populated by Christians, Catholics, Lutherans, Anglicans, Methodists, Presbyterians, I'd be very happy with that group of people because they tend to be fairly non-disruptive, highly productive, societally contributing people who don't make a lot of trouble. They pay their taxes. They might lobby about legislation, but they're not troublemakers. And that, I think that says something about, you know, the role of Christianity in our society. They, you know, tend to be clean living people. They're, in other words, people who really are the salt of the earth for the society, you know.
Agreed. Well, there's no argument there, obviously, Glenn. Not at all.
Yeah, it's just sort of an endorsement for, we're talking about people who aren't generally creating a whole lot of problems. You know, they're more contributors.
That's
but,
right.
What I was calling in about was I wanted to throw a political idea out there that's just sort of a hunch on my part with the upcoming elections. And in spite of all the bipartisan Sturm and Drang and all the allegations and the what's going on with the media and the social networking and all that sort of stuff, you know, social media and all that on the internet, things are seem pretty sedate and like they're going pretty stable right now. Things are pretty stable. And the economy supposedly is doing better. Now, whether or not that's true and some crash is going to come down the pike, at the moment, there's a seemingly tangible improvement over the way things were under Obama. And regardless of all that is, all the political commercials and everything else going on, I'm thinking a lot of people are going to be very hesitant to go to the polls and make big changes that are going to be disruptive to the society. I think people kind of maybe like the way things are going, and are going to have a tendency to vote what they think is going to make for stability in the economy. And this gives, the Republicans and the pro-Trumpers an edge going into this. Because people don't want to have riots in the streets. They don't want to have impeachment proceedings. They don't want to have disruption. I think they're enjoying the stability that we currently have. And I'm just thinking that this could very well give the Republicans an edge in the upcoming elections. If we end up with the Republicans having the House and the Democrats having Republicans having the Senate and the Democrats having the House, it's going to stymie everything and nothing's going to get done legislatively. And they're going to have all these calls for impeachment of Trump and all this sort of thing. If the Republicans win both the Senate and the House, it will definitely come across as a resounding cultural mandate for things to continue as they are, you know, and a little more and all this other stuff. So,
well, I appreciate, I think there's some merit to your analysis there, Glenn. Different things motivate different people, but a very large percentage will be motivated in the manner you describe, I believe.
Yeah, I'm just sort of hoping that the people you're going to go out and say, let's just keep things copacetic. Let's not rock the boat. Let's not have cultural and economic upheaval. And then so basically we would then just have to watch out for rabble rousers and, Antifa types, deliberately creating disruption because they lost, because they don't lose very gracefully. So, we'll just have to see. But just wanted to throw that out there for your consideration.
Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate that, Glenn. Thank you for the call. Next, we go to Dave from God's Green Earth. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
I heard a call. It was interesting. Fellow called and said he was a chemist, retired chemist, and and he, you know, well, I'm a retired chemist too, in a sense, and I grew up in church. I grew up in a Baptist church, as a matter of fact, and I think there's something to be said for people who can think logically and do science, and it's not really inconsistent with the Bible. But I would say that some ideas that are presented by those who go to church, whether they're scientists or not, are not always logical. One example is the belief in a pre-tribulation rapture. And people will hold to that very strongly, but when you logically analyze this and find out what the basis is for it, I've even analyzed it in the scriptures, and I found that it really seems to indicate that doctrine is not even consistent with scripture. It's inconsistent logically with some passages. But people don't look very far for their beliefs. They probably look to the pastor or something. And they don't think independently.
Well, Dave, so, I never heard the word rapture until I was over 50 years old. Rapture theology is a uniquely American concept. The only Christians that have heard the word rapture or the concept of rapture are American Christians or people who were listening to American Christian missionaries. There's Christians on all the different continents of every different belief system that Christianity entails. But rapture, we had Bible scholars studying the Bible for, 18 centuries, prior to the concept ever coming about. I believe it was the 1830s, American female Bible scholar developed this concept that had never been heard of during all those centuries of people studying the Bible. So it's a uniquely American concept. Connection to the Bible is very loosey-goosey, to say the least. But to find something that no Bible scholars had found for 18 centuries is kind of phenomenal in and of itself. But these, and I'm sure Christians around the planet are quite amazed and maybe even entertained by Americans having these lengthy discussions and books being written and interviews about something that they don't even see in the Bible among Christians on the rest of the planet. It's a very uniquely American thing there, Dave.
Well, I mean, there's certainly a passage that talks about meeting Christ in the air and being changed. But the immediate illogical jump that is made is that when it says, "And so shall we ever be with the Lord," that means you're going away to a place called heaven, which none of these people have ever been to. They don't even know what it is. And it could very well be that, no, they're going to be here on earth. So, it's not clear. It is not at all clear about that. Furthermore, people say, we're going to go to heaven. But the scriptures clearly state also that that we are seated in heavenly places. Well, how can you be seated in heavenly places if you're not in heaven? Does that suggest that perhaps now, in some sense, spiritually, we are in heaven while our bodies are located on earth? I don't have the answers to these things, but I'm saying is that the common concepts that are in Christianity are not necessarily in the Bible, many of those.
Right. Well, and that's, and then there are the two groups that come to mind are the Church of Latter-day Saints and the Catholic Church have what they consider holy writings that are not part of the Bible, which is strictly adverse to Christian, to basic Christian teachings, that there are no other holy writings except what's in the Bible. Fascinating
and
discussion.
And that's all made up in the Bible. It nowhere defines what the scriptures are. It doesn't ever say that, no, it's what we call the Bible. It's these 66 books. It doesn't say that.
Yeah, and that was the term that at council.
That's another illogical.
Right.
Right.
Dave, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay. John.
Yes, sir. You want to hold on to the break?
Yes, there's a main purpose.
Okay, hold on to the break. We'll wrap this up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back. We're back here. Morgan. 17th. Dave, we got two or three minutes here. Let's wrap up your comments, sir.
Very quickly, John, do you think the measure if something is illogical, is it true?
If something's illogical, is it true? Is that?
Yes.
Well, a person's understanding what logic is, it is going to not necessarily be the same from person to person. My understanding of logic might be different than somebody else's based on my knowledge, education, and experience.
Okay, that's accepted. But what I find here on the network is oftentimes illogical things are being said, and they're being said as if they were true. And I try to point this out to different folks, and I pointed out to you one day when you said, "We did not go to the moon." And I said, "You can't prove that." And you immediately said, "Yes, you're right. You can't prove a negative. Maybe there was a way we went to the moon." Whether the moon landing stuff is just, you know, all the propaganda that's put out is not, does not prove that we went to the moon. It proves that somebody filmed something on a set, if you ask me. But there are other things that are being said elsewhere on the network that are not logical. And I think people need to examine logically what's being said. Here's another example. God did not create life elsewhere in the universe. And I said, the Bible doesn't even say that.
Right.
Why are you who stick to the Bible saying that? Someone else said that, why are they not following the Constitution? When previously they said the Constitution was suspended in 1933, and here's all, and they read the whole law concerning that. So I think... I'm going to ask for your help to stick up a little bit for logic on the network. That's all.
Well, I do my bit. I quite frankly, you know, Republic Broadcasting goes 24/7, and I don't listen to that much of it. But
right.
If a person is listening and they find something that needs correction, I encourage them to jump right in there and make a correction.
Yeah, but it's not being heard. But I'll talk to you later, John.
Okay. Thanks for the call, sir. We're top of the hour break coming up here in just less than 2 minutes. And Jeff Nyquist, I started reading Jeff's articles. He was writing on WorldNet Daily. This was probably 14, 15 years ago. He had a weekly column there that I looked forward to reading it every week. And I, as I was reading his columns, I became a big fan of his. And I started having him on my show when I got my own show here on Republic Broadcasting. I had Jeff on quite a few times. And I don't even recall why Jeff stopped being on my show, but we got away from each other, and now he's back. Jeff's been back on my show now every Wednesday for a number of months, and it's great to have Jeff back. He's very knowledgeable about the true threat of the International Communist Conspiracy. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.